It's good to be with y'all. It's been a year, over a year, since we've been able to be with y'all, and it's good. I've been blessed. And pray that the Lord would bless your services this week. We bring you greetings from Johnstown Missionary Baptist Church. Things seem to be going well there, and we're thankful for that by God's grace. I do want to thank you all for your prayers on Sister Patty's behalf. She went through a very difficult time, and I know that God's saints prayed for her, and we appreciate that. We're thankful that she's doing better. She's recovering. It's a slow process, but she has made a great recovery, especially in the last 2 weeks, and we're just praising the Lord and thanking Him for bringing her through this. We're thankful for you all for praying for her and letting us know that you were concerned. We appreciate it. Appreciate all of y'all. Tonight, if you will, turn your Bibles to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, and I want to read verses 1 through 8. Very familiar passage of Scripture. But John chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. This evening I want to focus on the Lord's message to Nicodemus. And his message to Nicodemus is the same message that sinners need to hear today. Amen. We need to understand that it's stated clearly, it's stated simply, but verse 7 says, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen. That's my subject. That's the title of the message. These days, seems like everyone's talking about being born again. But virtually no one knows what the Word of God teaches about the new birth. I want to address the subject in simple, clear, unmistakable terms. When you leave here tonight, I want you to understand what the new birth is and how it's accomplished. But more importantly, I pray that you will be born again by the power of God. This religious world around us has made the new birth nothing more than making a decision, walking the aisle, saying a prayer. And because of their abuse and their error regarding the teaching of the new birth, our tendency is to shy away from the term being born again. We don't want to be identified with those that misrepresent what that statement means. That no matter how much men pervert the language and the doctrine of Christ, our Lord's admonition to Nicodemus still stands. It's necessary and urgent today as it was in Nicodemus' time. Ye must be born again. Some of you have never made any profession of faith in Christ. And I want you to hear this message tonight. Ye must be born again. Perhaps some of you have made a profession of faith in Christ for years, and you have still yet not experienced the new birth. You made a profession of faith a long time ago, but you are still yet without life before God. May God, the Holy Spirit, cause you to hear this message and grant you His grace. Ye must be born again.
Amen.
I want to look at these five words. These five words, and we find out, first of all, that there is a personal word. It says ye. That's very personal. You must be born again. This message is for you. You may be moral. You may be religious. You may be well instructed in biblical truth. So was Nicodemus. He was a highly respected religious leader. He was a Pharisee, a ruler among the Jews. Nicodemus was a teacher who taught teachers. He was a preacher who taught preachers. He was a theologian. This man was of the highest rank in the Jewish religion. He was a Pharisee. But he was dead. He was without life before God. He was totally ignorant of all things spiritual. He was a lost man. And if you are yet without life toward God, the message for you tonight is the same message Jesus gave Nicodemus. Ye must be born again.
Amen.
Second word is must. Ye is personal. Must is a pressing word. Time is short. We're told in God's Word, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? This isn't just a recommendation. This just isn't some kind of good advice. This is imperative. This is vital. This is necessary. Ye must be born again.
Amen.
Otherwise, you will perish in your sins.
Right.
Otherwise, you will die under the wrath of God and you will spend eternity in hell.
Right.
Ye must be born again. Think about the third word. Be. It's a passive word. This new birth is not something that you do. It is something done to you. Something God does for you and in you. A man has no more to do with his spiritual birth than he does his natural birth. In this matter of being born again, man is passive. He has nothing to do with it. Look at John 1 and verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Now listen. Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You cannot save yourself. You cannot give yourself life. You cannot be born again by something that you do. Titus tells us in Titus chapter 3 and verse 4, but after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. It's a work that only God can do. You cannot be born again of your own power, your own ability. You cannot be born again by baptism or religious fervor and turning over a new leaf. Faith in Christ is not the cause of the new birth. Faith in Christ is a result of the new birth.
That's right.
We believe, according to the working of God's mighty power, by the operation of His grace. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power? You know what Ephesians 2 and verse 8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Look in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 11. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sins in the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. The new birth is something that is done to you, for you, and in you by God's sovereign, irresistible grace.
Amen.
It's not something you do. You must be born again. That brings us to the word born. I'm talking to you about a gift, but it's not an ordinary gift. I'm talking to you about the gift of eternal life. When our Lord told Nicodemus, ye must be born again, He's saying you must be the object and the recipient of divine power. Just as God created this world, God must create life in your soul.
Amen.
Just as God breathed into Adam and made him a living soul, so God must breathe into you the breath of life by His Spirit, or you will perish in your sins. You are spiritually dead. Helplessly lost by nature. Your only hope is that God, the Holy Spirit, will give you life. Ye must be born again. And that brings us to that word again. The new birth is a mystery of grace. It cannot be explained. Neither can it be fully understood. It's a work of God.
Yeah.
It's beyond our comprehension.
Right.
It's beyond my words to tell you. But when our Lord says ye must be born again, His meaning is twofold. That word again has two meanings. First, it means you must be born from above. James tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, of whom is no variableness, neither shadow of changing or turning. James said in James chapter 1, sorry, not Jesus, James, but James chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Being born again means being born above. From above. Being born again means, quite simply, ye must be born a second time.
Amen.
Your first birth was of sinful parents. And you were born in their image. The second birth is of God. And we were born in His image. The first birth was of corruptible seed. The second birth is of incorruptible seed. Our first birth is in sin. Our second birth is in righteousness. By our first birth, we were polluted and unclean. By our second birth, we become holy.
Amen.
Our first birth was fleshly and carnal. Our second birth is spiritual. And praise God, it makes us spiritual. By the first birth, all men are foolish and ignorant. By our second birth, we become wise unto salvation.
Amen.
By our first birth, we were slaves to sin and the lusts of the flesh. By our second birth, we are made free from the dominion of sin. By our first birth, we're all children of wrath. By our second birth, we are children of promise.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
You must be born again. You know why we must be born again? Because we were all born wrong the first time. Our Lord said, ye must be born again. Because none of us shall ever enter into glory except those who are born again by the power and grace of God and made to live in and by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You just won't make it without that second birth. You must be born again.
Amen.
In order for God to save a sinner, two things must be done. God must do something for you, and God must do something in you.
Amen.
Redemption is the work of God for sinners. Regeneration is the work of God in sinners. Both are works of God.
Right.
We're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Man has nothing to do with regeneration or redemption. Salvation is of the Lord. This new birth is very, very important. And to understand the new birth is of the utmost importance. Doug told me he went to the Cincinnati ball game. And while he was there, someone brought him a pamphlet and handed it to him and talked about the new birth. Doug started asking him, well, what do you mean by that new birth? What is that? And the guy just kind of looked there and looked shocked. And then Doug said, well, I'm a sovereign grace preacher. That even shocked him more. I guess we're getting kind of few and far between, fellas. We don't realize it, I don't think. But God still has us here, doesn't he?
Amen.
We need to tell people about the new birth.
Yeah.
Ye must be born again. And I just want to ask and answer four questions. And then we'll bring this message to a close. First of all, why? Why must we be born again? There's many answers that we could look up. There's many things that we could say. But look what the Lord told Nicodemus. Right here in our text, where Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Let's just stick with that text. Why must we be born again? Unless you're born again, first of all, you cannot understand spiritual things. Look in John 3, verse 3. It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The natural man is totally unable, totally void of spiritual knowledge and understanding. You may be logical. You may be reasonable. You may be rational. You may be well educated. But regarding the things of God, you are ignorant. You are foolish and you're unreasonable. You have no capacity for spiritual knowledge. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And then you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Folks, we can't even comprehend spiritual things. That's why we need the new birth. So that we can understand spiritual things. So that we can better know spiritual things. You may think you're spiritual, but if you haven't been born again, you're ignorant of what is spiritual and what is pleasing to God. What does the Bible say? If we're going to worship Him, how are we going to worship Him? In spirit and in truth. Everything else is just noise and confusion and ignorance and unreasonable. You must be born again. You can't even begin to understand the spiritual nature of God's law. You can't see the glory of God in redemption. You can't even see the spiritual condition of your heart. You can't see the spiritual nature of salvation. All human religion is carnal. It has to do with carnal things. As I said, you can't even understand faith and worship. You must be born again. You cannot understand or know about the grace of God until you're born again. Secondly, unless you are born again by the grace of God, you can never enter into the kingdom of God. Look at John 3. Jesus speaking to Nicodemus, he said it. Verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, what? He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Oh, you can reform your life. You can be baptized without the new birth. You can join a church without the new birth. You might be very zealous in religion without the new birth. You could even be a deacon or an elder or a preacher. But unless you're born again, you'll never be part of the family of God. You'll never have eternal life. You will never enter into the worship and fellowship of God's saints unless you're born again. And you'll never, ever be admitted into the presence of God's glory in the bliss of heaven. Ye must be born again. Thirdly, ye must be born again. Because by nature you are a fallen, sinful, depraved child of human flesh. John 3 again, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. All flesh is defiled. All flesh is corrupt. All flesh is sinful. All flesh is condemned. All flesh must die. The flesh is your natural, sinful self. Unless you are born of the Spirit, you will die in your sins, and your flesh will justly be damned forever. Ye must be born again. Brings us to the fourth question. What is the new birth? I told you we can't begin to understand that. That's God's work. But there are several things in the Word of God which identify God's grace and power in the new birth. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, for by grace ye are saved. To be born again is to be raised from the dead. To be born again is to be a partaker of divine nature.
Amen.
Look at 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. A new nature is created in our souls. We're born in the image of God. Christ is formed in us. To be born again is to have Christ formed in us. To have eternal life is to have the Lord Jesus Christ living in you. To be born again is to have a good seed implanted in you by grace. Lord Jesus Christ. We're made a new creature, a new heart to know and love God, a new will to bow to the rule of Christ, a new mind to understand the things of God, a new spiritual nature to know, enjoy, and live on spiritual things. We feed on His Word. We feed in a worship service. We feed when God's Word's preached. Why? You've been born again. You have a spiritual nature. You can now enjoy spiritual things. We have new eyes, and we can see Christ. New ears, and we can hear Christ in His Word. And we can hear His voice. I don't mean He speaks to us audibly, but He speaks to us through the Word. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. We have faith to follow after Christ and to serve Him. Folks, ye must be born again. When? When? When is a sinner born again? You know, I've heard people, and I hate to say this, preachers, but I've heard preachers argue, well, which comes first in salvation? Which is first? What happens? What goes on? I'm going to tell you something. When you know Christ, you're born again. When you believe in Christ, you are born again. When you have Christ, you are born again. You miss Christ, you miss life.
Amen.
Look at 1 John chapter 5. Verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Amen.
Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. That message is just as true tonight as it was over 2,000 years ago. I pray that you'll see Jesus Christ and that God will born you again.
Amen.
By His power.